Okay, let's just put the cards on the table immediately. My jaw is still on the floor after reading through this research packet.
Right.
We talk about big game releases all the time. We talk about hype, graphics that look like real life. But what we are looking at today with Grand Theft Auto the Six, this doesn't feel like just another game. It feels like a genuine paradigm shift.
It really does. And usually when we talk about a shift like this, especially with a massive Rockstar title, we're talking about the lighting engine or the map size.
Sure, the gameplay.
But today we are doing a deep dive into something much less sexy, but arguably much more critical. We are talking about the plumbing.
The plumbing, right. And specifically, the hardware plumbing required to keep this massive world from, well, falling apart while you're driving through it.
Exactly.
Because the number that jumped out at me from our source material wasn't a release date, it wasn't a price, it was a file size. 350
It
gigabytes.
is a terrifying number. 350 gigabytes. I just want you to sit with that for a second. Think about Call of Duty, which everyone complains is huge. This is significantly bigger.
Yeah.
Think about Cyberpunk. This dwarfs it.
That's not just a game, that's a small digital country you're trying to install.
It really is.
I remember when a 500 gigabyte hard drive felt like infinite space. This one game eats almost all of that. And that brings us to the specific mission for today.
Okay.
We aren't here to speculate on the story or who the characters are. We are here for a hardware life or death situation.
Exactly. Because with a file that big and the tech running under the hood, this isn't about whether your graphics card can make it look pretty.
No.
This is about whether your storage drive can actually deliver the world to your screen fast enough.
Right. So the mission is to figure out, can your current setup actually handle this game without breaking? And if not, what specific solid-state drive or SSD do you need?
Because, as our sources point out, everyone is panicking about GPUs, but the unsung hero of this generation is the storage.
It absolutely is. And if you ignore it, you are going to have a very, very bad time.
A very bad time.
So let's get into the technical nitty-gritty. Section one, the technical shift. Why is speed suddenly survival? Because, like, back in the day, an SSD just meant your loading screen was shorter.
Right, it was a luxury. 5 seconds instead of 30. It wasn't a requirement to actually play the game properly.
But that's all changed now. We're in the Gen 9 era, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, high-end PCs. The rules are just fundamentally different.
Correct. In this era, the SSD has evolved. It's no longer just a bucket for files. Our sources describe it as acting like secondary VRAM.
Secondary VRAM. That sounds serious. That implies it's actively feeding the graphics card in real time.
It is.
Yeah.
Constantly. And this is where we have to talk about a key concept called direct storage.
Okay, let's break that down. I've seen the term thrown around in marketing, but what does it actually do?
So traditionally, let's say a texture in the game needs to be loaded. That data has to go from your hard drive to your CPU. The CPU has to decompress it, which takes processing power, and then it sends it to the graphics card.
So the CPU is the middleman, the traffic cop.
Exactly. And it's a very, very overworked traffic cop. It creates a massive bottleneck.
And direct storage. It blows up the toll booth.
In a way, yes. With direct storage, the GPU pulls that data directly from what's called an NVMe drive.
Yeah.
It completely bypasses the CPU for that task.
A direct pipeline.
A direct pipeline. But, and this is the huge but, that pipeline relies on the drives being incredibly, incredibly fast.
And if it's not, if I'm using an older drive.
That's where you get the pop-in problem.
Yeah.
Our source defines the risk zone very clearly here. If your drive can't sustain a read speed of at least 5,000 megabytes per second, you are in trouble.
5,000, that is the floor. Not recommended. That's the don't break the game spec.
That's the baseline. And the source uses this fantastic analogy that I think really visualizes it. It's the Ferrari
Oh,
analogy.
I loved this. It made it click for me immediately.
So imagine you are driving a Ferrari at 200 miles per hour. Your GPU is the engine. It's powerful, it's rendering everything perfectly.
Okay.
But you're moving so fast that the bridge ahead of you hasn't loaded into the world yet.
That is terrifying.
That is pop-in. You're moving faster than the world can build itself in front of you. That's what we're trying to prevent. You don't want to hit an invisible wall because a texture didn't stream in fast enough.
It just shatters the immersion. It ruins the whole
It
experience.
ruins everything. So the requirement is clear. You need high-speed NVMe, the old SATA SSDs, or heaven forbid, a spinning mechanical hard drive.
Yeah.
They just aren't going to cut it.
Obsolete for this title.
Completely. The source suggests the game might not even let you install it on a mechanical drive, or it'll just be a textureless void.
Okay, so we know the stakes. We need that speed, at least 5,000 megabytes. So let's talk solutions, because the market is just flooded with these things.
Right, and they all look the same.
Let's start with the heavy hitters, candidate one. The source calls this the king of consistency, the Samsung 990 Pro.
It is. This is the gold standard. Wow. If you have the budget and you just want zero headaches, this is the one.
And the specs are just wild. 7,450 megabytes per second read. That is well above our floor.
It's incredibly fast. But here's the interesting part. It's not just about that top speed. The reason the 990 Pro wins is because of something called random IOPS.
Random IOPS, input-output operations per second. Okay, translate that for me. Why does that matter more?
Think about what GTAVI is on a file level. It isn't one giant movie file. It's millions of tiny files.
Right. Textures, audio clips, physics data.
All over the place. And as you turn your camera, the drive has to grab thousands of these tiny random files instantly.
So it's like a librarian grabbing a million different books from different shelves all at once.
Perfect analogy. And the Samsung 990 Pro is the fastest librarian in the business. It handles that random, chaotic traffic better than anything else. That's why it feels smoother.
Now, there was a specific note from the inspector in our source about this drive, a crucial tip.
Yes, this is vital. Spend the extra $10 or $15 for the heatsink version.
Why is that so important?
Direct storage gets hot. Really hot. And if the drive overheats, it thermal throttles.
Meaning it slows down to protect itself.
Exactly. And then you're right back to the stuttering problem, even though you bought the expensive drive. So cooling matters a lot.
Good to know. Okay, so that's the Samsung. Now let's look at candidate two. The gamer's weapon, the WD Black SN850X.
It is. Western Digital built this one specifically for gaming. And crucially, if you are a console player, this is the officially licensed recommendation for the PlayStation 5.
So if I'm on PS5 and I need more space for this 350 gigabit monster, this is where I'm looking.
It's the safe bet for PS5. Absolutely. The speed is right there with Samsung at 7,300 beats. But it has a unique feature on PC called Game Mode 2.0.
Yeah, tell me about this. Predictive loading. It sounds a bit like marketing layoff.
It's a bit of both, but the tech is fascinating. The algorithm on the drive tries to guess what data the game is going to request next.
So if I'm running toward a door, it starts loading the room on the other side before I even press the button?
That's the idea. It preloads that data into the cache to reduce stuttering in open worlds.
That is wild.
It is. And the source also mentioned it runs a little cooler than the Samsung.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so it's a slightly safer bet if you have a cramped PC case with bad airflow.
Okay, so we've got the king and the gamer's weapon, but those are pricey. What if I'm thinking, I need to save money to actually afford the game itself?
Which, let's be honest, is going to be a real concern for a lot of people.
Exactly. So let's move to section three. Candidate three is the value hero, the Lexar NM790.
I love this drive. The source calls it an engineering marvel, and for good reason. It's what we call a dramless drive.
Okay, dramless. Usually less of something in tech means worse. Why is this a marvel?
So typically, high-end SSDs have a dedicated memory chip on them called DRAM. It acts as a map so the drive knows where every piece of data is.
Right.
That chip is expensive. Lexar removes it to save cost. But they use a trick called HMB host memory buffer.
HMB? How does that work?
Instead of having its own map chip, the drive just borrows a tiny slice of your computer system RAM to use as its map instead.
That is clever. It's hitchhiking on the RAM you already have.
Very clever. And because of that, it hits 7,400 mildis, matching the Samsung on paper. But it's usually 30 to 40% cheaper.
That is a massive price difference. But what's the catch? Does it feel slower in-game?
The source is very blunt here. They call it the reality. For 99% of gamers, the real-world difference in load times will be less than 1 second.
Less than 1 second.
Yeah, so we're splitting hairs. Maybe the game loads in 12.5 seconds instead of 11.8. Are you going to notice that?
Probably not. I'm probably looking at my phone anyway.
Exactly. This is the smart buy. It gets you over that 5,000 millibees hurdle and doesn't bankrupt you.
Okay, great for desktop. But what about laptops? People on an ROG Zephyrus or a Lenovo Legion, we have candidate four, the laptop specialist, the SK Hynix Platinum P41.
Right. If you're on a laptop, your enemy isn't just speed. It is heat and battery life.
Heat is a huge issue. You can feel the keyboard getting hot under your fingers.
Exactly. And high-speed SSDs generate a lot of heat. If you put a hot running drive in a laptop that's already struggling to cool itself, you are just going to cook the system.
Which leads to throttling again.
Right back to it. The SK Hynix P41 is special because it's the most power-efficient, high-end drive on the market. It sips power.
So less power means less heat.
And slightly longer battery life. But the crazy thing is, it doesn't sacrifice speed. It's still running at over 7,000 millibytes. It's a beast, just a very efficient one.
So if you're mobile, that's the one. Don't just buy the cheapest, buy the coolest running one. Now I want to pivot to the final category, the future-proof monster.
Enter the Crucial T700 Gen 5.
Just the name sounds intimidating. T700, like a Terminator?
It's a monster. But first, a prerequisite. You have to ask yourself, do you have a motherboard that supports PCIe Gen 5?
Which is pretty new, right? Like an Intel Z790 or AMD X670?
Very new. If you don't know, you probably don't have it. But if you do, this drive hits 12,400 megabytes per second.
12,400. That's nearly double the speed of the PS5's drive.
It is absolute overkill. Ludicrous speed.
So does GTA VI actually need that?
Almost certainly not. The game is designed for consoles that are half that speed. You won't load the game twice as fast.
So why buy it?
You buy it so you don't have to touch your storage again until 2030. It's the set-it-and-forget-it option for the next decade. You're ready for the PlayStation 6 era before it even exists.
But there's a massive warning with this one.
The heat.
Yeah. This thing runs hotter than the sun.
Extremely hot. The source emphasizes this. You must use a massive motherboard heatsink or an active fan cooler.
An active fan? On your storage drive?
Yes. Some of them come with little fans attached. If you just stick this in a slot with no cooling, it'll overheat almost instantly and throttle down to the speed of a USB stick.
So it's high maintenance, but high performance.
The Ferrari engine that needs a specialized cooling system.
I love it. Okay, so we've covered a lot. Let's circle back and give the final verdict for the listener right now.
Sure. Let's recap based on who you are.
Okay, scenario one. I'm on a budget. I want it to run smooth, but I need to save cash.
You go for the Lexar NM790. And the recommendation is to grab the 4TB version. With a 350GB game plus updates and DLC, you're going to need the space.
Scenario two. Money is no object. I want the absolute best performance.
Samsung 990 Pro. Mm. It handles that random data traffic of a city better than anything. It's the gold standard.
And scenario three. I'm adding storage to my PlayStation 5.
The WD Black SN850X. It's licensed, it works, it's reliable, no compatibility issues.
Now, there was a warning in the source about timing. This isn't technical, it's economic.
Yes, this is Economics 101. As we get closer to the release date of GTA VI, what's going to happen?
Panic buying.
Exactly. Millions of people are going to realize they need more storage. Demand goes up, supply goes down, prices are essentially guaranteed to skyrocket.
So the time to buy is now, don't wait.
Correct. Get it now, install it, get it ready, and please heed the old tech ban. Do not try to run this on an old SATA SSD or a mechanical hard drive.
You will have a bad time.
The textures won't load, the audio will desync. Just don't do it.
It's time to retire the spinning rest, folks.
Precisely.
You know, the source ended with a question that I think is going to haunt a lot of gamers. And I want to leave our listeners with this thought.
It's the ultimate trade-off.
It is. Looking at your current storage right now, do you actually have enough free space? Or, when the time comes, will you be forced to delete Call of Duty just to install GTA?
That is the modern Sophie's Choice for gamers. Which world do you want to live in? Because you might not have room for both.
It really is. I think I need to go check my own drive space. I have a feeling I'm in the danger zone.
I'm pretty sure I need an upgrade myself. I'll see you at the checkout line.
That sounds like a plan. Well, that's all we have for this deep dive. Check your specs, get your storage sorted, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See you then.